went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. It is Krista in the Morning Rush. It is always a pleasure to try to bring people that are super hot and single back together, Tracy.
Oh, yeah. We love doing that. And that's why we've got Nikki calling. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, guys.
Hey, girl. How are you today?
I'm good. I just, need your help.
Well, okay.
That's what we're here for. So tell us about this hot date you went out on.
Okay. So I met this guy, Phil. We met on OkCupid. I noticed his profile because he's a big fan of Marvel movies, just like I am. You know, Avengers, Captain Marvel. I'm into all of that. Iron Man. So I'm super attracted to superheroes. And I definitely have a crush on, Iron Man and Superman. So for the first day, we met at the Garver Feed Mill Patio for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we both had COVID tests. We're both negative. He was super cute in his profile. And when he walked up with his mask on, I gotta say, he was so hot. He kind of looked like a superhero.
Mm.
And we had a really good time. And, we had so much fun, we even stayed the night.
Oh, he stayed the night. Okay. Oh. Well, this is all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good so far.
Yeah.
So what I don't get is, why isn't he calling back?
Hmm. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is kind of funny because I know Tracy is kind of attracted to men in masks,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got some fetish going on.
Absolutely.
Have you been on porn.hub?
No, I have not.
Okay, I'm sure they got something going on right
there. Yeah.
All right, so Nikki, again, you met Phil on OkCupid. I love that you live in the Middleton area. That's a beautiful place to be. So you're into all the action figures. You're attracted to them, too, like the Avengers, Captain Marvel. And again, he wore a mask, and you thought he was very hot, too, at the same time when you guys met each other face to face. So hot that you went back to his house. Is that right?
No, he came back to mine, and he stayed the night.
Oh, he came to yours. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we want to know more deets. How was that?
I thought it was amazing. That's why I'm kind of confused why he hasn't called back.
Okay. All right. Was he so good he, made you fly to heaven?
maybe.
but that's what superheroes can do.
I know. Thank you for saving my day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how did this end? I mean, obviously, you guys woke up in the morning. Was he still there? Hopefully.
Yeah. We kissed goodbye. He was like, I'll call you. We should have lunch again the next day. And then nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, we will find out why he's not getting back to you. How long has it been now since the last time you've spoken with your superhero?
It's been a week.
It's been a week. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So if you were going to put a title to his name being a superhero, what would his name be? Is it was Super
Ooh,
Phil?
Iron
or?
Man.
Ooh, Iron Man.
Ooh, I love Iron Man,
okay,
too.
Okay. Well,
yum.
Yummy.
Yes.
Well, he had a nice body.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I get you. Get you. All right. So what we're going to do, we'll play a song, and then when we get back, we'll call Phil and say why he is not getting back to you because, honey, you are just liking everything from head to toe, the cape and all. With Matt Towns 93.1 Jams, Chris in the Morning Garage, hopefully scoring a second date between Nikki and Phil on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. It is Krista in the Morning Rush. Well, it is a good time for everyone to feel like they were saved by a superhero, especially in the dating world.
That's right. So we've got Nikki calling. She's calling for a second date with Phil. They met on OkCupid. Nikki lives in the Middleton area, and she noticed on his profile he's a big fan of the Marvel movies, just like she is, like Avengers, Captain Marvel, Iron Man. She's completely attracted to superheroes, and I can relate. I love a superhero. So they went and had a drink at the Garver Feed Mill patio. They have been tested for COVID and they are negative. But when he's very cute in his profile, but when he walked up with his mask on, he looked even hotter.
Mm.
He looked like a superhero. So she said they had a great time. So much fun. He even stayed the night.
Right.
Yeah.
My thing is more not necessarily superheroes.
Yeah.
Nikki, I'm more into the cartoon figures, from He-Man. I thought Skeletor was hot. He had a lean body. I like Jason Voorhees. I thought he had a good body on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That's more my jam.
That's really scary, isn't it, Nikki?
It might be.
Well, I mean, to each his own, right?
Thank
right.
you. She's
right.
not judging me,
See,
which I
she's
appreciate.
She's not. That's good.
All right. Are you ready, Nikki? We're going to give Phil a call.
Yes.
All right. Good luck to you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Phil?
Yeah, this is Phil. Who's calling?
Hi, Phil. Oh, hi.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Phil. This is Kristen.
Hello.
This is Kristen Tracy. We are actually calling from a fabulous store right here in Madison that is all about selling superhero costumes. And myself and Tracy both want to be your Wonder Woman because we heard that you're really hot as a superhero. And we're looking forward to meeting you. How does that sound?
What? Is this like some Halloween promotion or something?
That's a good call.
That is, actually.
It should be. Mm-hmm. No, this is Kristen Tracy calling from Mad Town's at 93.1 Jams. Kristen, the Morning Rush. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Did I win any concert tickets or what? Did I win something, a car?
Well, geez. First off, I would love to send you to a concert, but nothing is happening.
Right.
And as far as a car, honey, No, you can ride Tracy's bicycle, though, if you want.
Oh, yeah.
I want a bicycle?
Yeah, you can have Tracy's.
I'm going to get it out of storage.
Yeah, just for you. So listen, my man, we are calling because we had just received a phone call by a beautiful young lady that lives in Middleton that you met on OkCupid, and it's all about saving the day. Do you remember going out with Nikki?
Oh, yes, I remember Nikki, of course.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Well,
why aren't you calling her back?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest, like, we had a really awesome time. It was amazing, great conversation. We really gelled together very well, but it's kind of strange.
It's kind of strange. What was strange about you?
Kind of strange.
What happened?
How do I say? All right, so throughout the date, she kept asking me to put my mask on. Every time I would take it off to eat a drink, she would say, oh, you look really cute. Can you put your mask back on? You look really cute with the mask on. Can you put the mask on?
Okay.
Wow. Well, first off, I guess it would be kind of like irritating if I'm trying to drink my margarita on the rock, salted on my rim. I can't have my mask on.
No, you can't.
But
yes. I mean, you could barely hear when people talk through them. And,
it's true.
She wanted to, I guess she's really into superheroes. She wanted to play a game. She said, oh, you look like a superhero. Can you put on your mask? And I'm like, hey, I'm trying to have a drink.
Ooh.
You know?
Okay. Well, that's a compliment, though, to you, Phil, if she thought you look like a superhero. Now, we heard that you like superheroes.
Well, I mean, like, Wolverine's a superhero, too. Do I look like an animal? I mean, like, what are we saying here?
Yeah, he's a little too hairy for me.
Yeah.
A little too hairy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is the Incredible Hulk sexy?
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we actually interviewed the Incredible Hulk,
that's
the original,
right.
Lou. All right, so listen, here's the thing. What you're kind of trying to put down is the fact that anytime that you took your mask off, she was like, you need to put that mask back on because you look way hotter. Is that what you're kind of trying to say?
Well, something to that effect, because it just went too far. So, okay, we had a great date. Like I said, she's a great person. And we hooked up that night. I went back to her place. We did the deed. Right in the middle of it, she asked me to put the mask on. Right in the middle. She asked me to put the mask back on.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
yeah, it seemed like likes me better with the mask on, and I felt a little insecure about it, and I just can't.
Well, you know what, Phil, to each your own. I mean, we all kind of have our fetish. I know for myself, I like a guy who wears, you know, their baseball hat on backwards doing the deed. Mm-hmm. So hence my husband, I'm like, put your hat back on.
Right.
Put your hat back on.
That's right.
So, you know what?
Well, I don't know. With the whole I felt really insecure, you know. I started looking at my teeth in the mirror thinking I need Invisalign or something. I don't know. Why does she keep wanted me to put on this mask?
Well, you know what? Let's not wait to see what she wants to say, because she's going to say it anyway, because Nikki has been on the line. Phil, congratulations. You are on Second Date Update with Miss Nikki, so say hello to each other.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Nikki.
You know, it's not that I think that, you know, you don't look good without a mask. It's just I have, like, you know, kind of a fantasy about superheroes, and you were super hot with or without the mask, so I kind of was just going for, because I kind of thought you were into it.
I get it, but we're role playing on the first date, on our first time. It's a bit much, you don't think? Like, why not with the mask, without the mask?
Well, because it's, you know, mask time.
You know, like having sex takes a lot of oxygen.
But honestly, Nikki, you think he's just as hot with the mask off, honestly?
Oh, yeah, he's completely hot, even without the mask. It's just, you know, the mask was just like a superhero fantasy, and we could do it without the mask.
Sure. Yeah, I bet you will do it without the mask.
I think you should.
You've already done each other.
Okay.
So here's the question. Phil, would you like to go back out with Nikki? Because obviously we know what's going to happen at the end of your date.
Yeah.
If she wears a blindfold, I'll do it.
Oh! Hell yeah!
All right now.
50 Shades of Pleasure.